Maseches Avim Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey Ra Achat Meruba Kisalim Shehikim En Gad Yavam Lishilua Shehen Kedei Shtei Tfilos Ukishnei Tipugin Harez Ezov Gama. Ezov that has one large emission, that's as big as three emissions. Now what's one large emission that's as big as three emissions? It's the amount of time that it takes to go from the Greek Avodah Zarah God until the river of Shiloh, which is near Yerushalayim. As the Malchi Yavarim, the Greek king, put an Avodah Zarah called God near the river of Shiloh, and the amount of time it takes to go from that Avodah Zarah until the May Shiloh, it is the amount of time it takes to immerse yourself twice and dry yourself off both times. If the emission lasted that long, he is a Zav Gomor, a complete Zav, even though he had only one emission, since it was as big as three emissions. It's as if he had three separate emissions, and he is a Zav Gomor. He has to bring a korban after sitting seven clean days. Ra Achat Meruba Kishtayim Mitame Mishkav Moshe. It's all B.S. Mayim Chaim, who taught them, and I quote, Azov that had one emission that's as large as two emissions. And we said in the previous mission that one emission that's as large as two emissions is to the constant flow of Azov, for the amount of time it takes to immerse itself in the mitzvah to dry itself off, that's as large as two emissions. Such a case. He is Mitami Mishka, but much if he has a dinner of Azov that has two emissions, that has a stringent too much of the Mitami thing that he lies down on and sits down on, and after seven clean days, he has to immerse himself in Mayim Chaim, live water, such as the spring, not sufficient to immerse himself in the mikveh as a zav. He has to immerse himself in Mayim Chaim, but it's possible a korban since he had only two emissions. It's only a zav that has three emissions, he's chayav in a korban. In this case, he had one emission, which is as large as two emissions, so he's possible from a korban. Amar Rabbi Yesi lo amru achas meruba, elem ken yesh ba kidei shal. Rabbi Yesi said, when does Chacham say that one large emission be considered more than one emission? That's only if the emission was large enough to be considered three emissions. But if he has an emission that's large enough to be considered only two emissions, in such a case, we would not consider two emissions at all. It would only be like one emission. And the Chacham only said that an emission could be considered more than one if it's big enough to be three emissions, but not. It's only big enough to be considered two emissions, so therefore, in such a case, it would be like one emission, and he would not be a Zav at all. He wouldn't have the stringent denim of a Zav. It would only be like a Baal Keri. Second Dabin Paragraph, Mishnah Dab, Ra Achat Ayyam, the Achat Ben Ashmasha, Achat Ben Ashmasha, the Achat Amach. Although they had one emission during the day, and another one, Ben Ashmasha, the twilight. Ben Ashmasha, the Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila. Maybe it's day, maybe it's night. And maybe part of it is day, and part of it is night. Whereas they had the first emission, Ben Ashmasha, and another emission the following day. In Mi'duish, and Mikzat Hariyah Me'ayom, or Mikzat Alamach. If the Zav knows for a fact that on that emission that he had been ashmashed, part of the emission was during the day and part of it was night. Therefore, in such a case, it would be considered two separate emissions, even though it was all one emission. And it wasn't large enough to be two emissions. It would lessen the time that it takes to immerse yourself in the mikvah to dry yourself off. So therefore, it wasn't large enough for it itself to be two emissions. But since part of the rear was at day and part of it was at night, so with the two different days, so we look at it and consider it as if it was two separate emissions, and therefore, in such a case, he is a Vagai Lekorba Velotuma. He's definitely a Zav Gomer, a complete Zav, who's come and has to bring a Korba. In Zafek Shemikdus Hariyah Me'ayom, Umikfasa Lemacha. Vagai Lekorba Velotuma Lekorba. But if the Zav is in doubt as to whether part of the Riyah was during the day and part of it at night, he doesn't know whether the Riyah, beginning of the week of the day and beginning of the night, it could be it was all during the day or all during the night. In such a case, he definitely, Tommy, he definitely had a din of a Zavik. He definitely had two emissions. But it's a Zavik, whether it's Chayim or Korban, it's only a Zavik with three emissions is Chayim or Korban. And since he doesn't know whether part of the emission was a day and part of it at night, and we don't know whether to break up the emission into two, so it could be it's only two emissions altogether. So therefore, we can't say that he would bring a Korban. And since it's a Zavik, whether it's Chayim or Korban, he cannot bring a Korban. He's Zavik of the person who has a Zavik, whether it's Chayim or Korban, would not be allowed to bring the korban with certain exceptions. What is Neyam and Ben Ashmashim? Safik Lutuma Avila Korban. Achat Ben Ashmashim is Safik Lutuma. It's also saw two consecutive Ben Ashmashim. He has a Safik whether his Tamei at all, he might not be a Zav at all. And he has a suspect whether he has to pay a korban. He might be a zav, and he also might be a zav gomer that has to pay a korban. And benesh masos is possibly partially during the day and partially during the night. So therefore, a zav that saw two consecutive benesh masos, it could be not a zav at all. It may be the first benesh masos he saw on the part of benesh masos during the day, the beginning of benesh masos. And the second benesh masos he saw the part of benesh masos at the night. So in such a case, the two riyas, the two omissions that he had, were not on two consecutive days. There was a day in between where he had no omission, so he would not have a din of the zav at all in such a case. So he wouldn't be coming at all. On the other hand, it's possible that not only is he a zav, but he's a zav gomer, zav there are three omissions, chad and a korban. As maybe in the first benesh mashiv, he saw on the part of benesh mashiv that during the day. And on the second benesh mashiv, the beginning of the riyah was on the part of benesh mashiv during the day, and the end of the riyah was on the part of benesh mashiv that night. That would break it up into two different emissions. So it would turn out he had three different emissions during a period of 2 days, which in such a case he is a zav gomer, a complete zav, that is tame and has to bring a korban. So he has a subject, whether it is tame, it would have to be mock, it would have to be stringent, it's subject tumma, is a korban. And he also has a subject whether he has to bring a korban, as is possible. He had three emissions in a period of 2 days in which he has to bring a korban. And he can't bring a korban himself, so he would be tame. But he would not have to bring a korban. If he saw only one benesh masos, in such a case, he has a suffix whether he's tame, whether he's a zav at all. As a zav that has only one emission, doesn't have a din of a zav, doesn't have a stringent tumma of a zav, instead he has a din of a bal keri. In this case, he had only one emission. But since he had the emission benesh masos, possibly the beginning of the emission was during the day, and the end of the emission was during the night, which in such a case we would break it up as if it was two emissions. So it is possible he is tame if he has a suffix, whether he is a zav.